Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in there for true, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
How are you tonight? You're definitely tuning in to All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes, a.k.a. Al Jai Game. And I definitely have a guest co-host, Cuz, at Angel Love Suites, a.k.a. Was Vibes, my original co-host, is definitely on vacation right now, soaking up the sun in Miami. So, hey, Angel, I hope you're enjoying yourself. We're definitely missing you. But my guest co-host tonight is no other than at Roxy Blue. That was her song in the beginning of my show with my show. So what up, girl? How you doing?
Nothing. Trying to stay cool in this hot weather. You know how it is.
Definitely, definitely. And we definitely also have at Brooklyn Black in the building. How you doing, Brooklyn?
What's going on, y'all? You know, just chilling, doing my shit.
I dig it, I dig it. So, are you guys ready for a fucking All About Radio tonight? Y'all with me?
I'm so down, so ready for it.
So ready. So, definitely like to start out my show with a couple of shout-outs. So, shout-out to the All Barbs promoters. You guys are so fucking sexy, and you guys hold me down all day, every day. And definitely want to shout out by shouting them out. So definitely want to shout out at Sam Spartan. I see you. Definitely want to shout out. I am Def _ Riley G. I see you. Thank you, thank you. Also want to shout out at CG the Prince. He went hard today. Thank you very much, sir. Shouting out at emails 302212. Definitely one of the promoters held me down today. Definitely want to shout out as well. I'm so fucking bad with Twitter names, so bear with me. Definitely want to shout out, what is his name? I want to say this correctly. Slutty at Slutty White. Definitely got to shout you out just when you come across my timeline. Definitely at The Meat Is Sick. The Meat Is Sick. Shout out to you, because you definitely be showing me some other type of love as far as you being my promoter. So shout out to you. can't forget the sexy. Oh my gosh, there's so many of them. I have 25 in total, y'all. Can't you believe that? It's crazy. Definitely want to shout out at Black Adonis, who holds me down. Hopefully he'll be calling in with a relationship question for us today. Definitely want to shout out the sexy Monte Carlo 90. He's one of our newest All Vibes promoters. And anybody I missed, it's so many of you guys. Definitely tweet me if you're tuning in so I can shout you out. Gotta always shout out at Rain Poetry, at GlamourChick81. How you ladies doing? I know you guys are tuning in. Definitely want to shout out at Paul Vossi Fresh. I hope you guys won today, love, and talk to me. And definitely shout out to my interviews today that we'll be, you know, going over in about a couple of minutes at Dream, you know, as. So, Let's get it cracking. I know Roxy Boo has some definitely information that she wanted to go over with us today, some information she wanted to share with you guys as far as the AIDS pill. So I'm going to let her go into that.
All right, guys, what's going on? You know, it's the one and only Roxy Boo, Miss Roxy Boo. Bitch, for y'all who don't know, make sure you follow me on Twitter, make sure you follow me on Instagram and all that good stuff. But us being younger, Black African-Americans, I just wanted y'all to be informed of the revolution that's really coming out, showing that there is progress in this world. The FDA actually approved a new drug by the name of Truvada. I'm not certain how to pronounce it, but it's T as in Tom, R-U-V-A-D-A. It's the first drug to actually reduce the risk of the HIV virus. Let's not get this mixed up with actual, like, full-blown AIDS. It's really targeted towards the HIV virus. That's basically in the earliest stages rather than the actual disease. They created the pill for basically for people that are at high risk, you know, the very sexual active individuals out there, promiscuous individuals out there, and also individuals who partners have the HIV AIDS virus. It's been in practice since 2004, so they actually been out here, you know what I'm saying, like testing this drug, and it's actually they shown in studies that it cut the risk down by 42% in gay and in bisexual men who use this as a precautionary measure. So it wasn't really too much information as far as like the female gender, but it's showing improvement as far towards the gay community and the bisexual community men. So it's definitely a movement going on, and it's a positive outlook on medicine and how we are advancing in the U.S. And I mean, it's a positive look, and it's a great thing. If you do want to read up more about this, you can always Google search the drug. It's Truvada, T-R-U-V-A-T-A, or you can check out BET.com and become aware of the situation. Like, don't close your eyes towards AIDS, because guess what? It's out there, and it's in our streets, and it's in our homes, like, real heavy. So y'all just make sure y'all, you know your status, get tested, use a condom, you know what I'm saying? Just don't go out here having sex with every and anybody, because at the end of the day, what you're doing could affect a son, a daughter, a mother, a cousin, a grandmother, a grandfather. So, you know what I'm saying? Just if you start with yourself and lead by example, you never know who's following you.
Exactly. Well said. And thank you definitely for that information, Roxy Blue, about the AIDS pill and more about, you know, how we can, what it does and the information on the community, because I always say that the gay community, no offense to you guys, I'm definitely a supporter, but you guys are very promiscuous, and what I mean by that is that you guys tend to sleep with multiple partners of the same sex more than a person that's of the heterosexual race, and I believe, you know, that.
Let me stop you right there. Let's not, like, categorize them as, like, a race or an area. Because, remember, the gay community is not as big and as populated as the heterosexual community.
It's growing, but as far as
like it being more concentrated in the gay areas is because that the gay population isn't as big as the heterosexual population. So it's like you can't really compare peaches to shoes. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like it may seem like it's more promiscuous because it's not as populated as like a regular community, because you can look at a gay man and say that they're promiscuous, they're sleeping around with the whole gay community, but then it could be a female out here sleeping with 30 different dudes, but it won't look as bad because they're spread out throughout,
a bigger population.
I understand everything that you're saying. You're definitely right. So I don't mean to say it as a race, but as a community, because they're with a community within themselves. But a lot of STIs, a lot of them are carried out within the gay community. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like it's just, that's what it is. Like, that's what I read up on. I mean, you know, not to say that the facts that I read up on is actually, you know, true or anything like that. But, you know, I'm just, again, you know, just wrap it up, be safe, because yes, it's spreading rapidly. You know, none of y'all have Magic Johnson money. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not going to say none of y'all do, but majority of y'all don't, so y'all can't get the treatment to live as long and to be as healthy.
Yeah,
so
I see
just
was.
Make sure, you know, you wrap it up and you be safe. All right, well, Vlad, do you have anything to add on that?
Well, me personally, I think it is a good progressive step in trying to, you know what I'm saying, get rid of this disease, because the shit is man-made, so they made it, they might as well find a way to kill it. Like, they just created a monster with that, you know. But on top of that, still people are going to be reckless. You know, that's why I always say what I said then every show. You know, so it all just really comes down to due diligence, being responsible.
Know your status. Like, if you know your status, like, you can save a life. You can save someone's grandmother. You can save someone's cousin, aunt, or whatever the case may be. It's just know your status and, you know what I'm saying?
Save your life.
Exactly, that too, just know your status. There's so much out here to live for, and I know that you'd rather live healthy than rather live with something that you weren't born with or something, you know what I'm saying? Bad enough we have cancer that doesn't discriminate on your sex, your age, how many people you slept with, how many people you get in, so why add that into it, you know what I'm saying? Let's be one less person in this world with the AIDS or HIV virus. Like, just be safe, like, know your status. And there's free testing places. I'm pretty sure if you go on BET.com/wrap it up, they'll definitely give you as many local banks, like local testing centers that you can go to if you don't have insurance or anything of that matter. Just know your status and be proactive and, you know what I'm saying, like, be responsible.
Exactly. And with that being said, We're definitely about to bring on our first interview of the night. And his name is At Dream, CEO. And I'm definitely excited to have him on board, to have him talk to us about what he's about, what he does, and how you can keep more in touch and network, because we do this so that you guys can network, get your network on. And definitely shout out to Andre. Cool 7, I see you. Definitely going to be shouting you out. I got your last 4-digit slinging number, so I'll definitely be shouting you out. Definitely shout out to @high_life_leaf. Definitely shout out to CEO, High Life. Got the Patrons and Pumps in the building. Definitely shout out Paul P, Vazi P, and Nutty Man 99. Definitely one of my all bar promoters. Shout out to him. And we're definitely going to get this thing cracking. So, Black, you ready to bring on the first interview of the night?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are now rocking out on All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes. And we have the guest co-host, I Rock Z Blue, and we got Brooklyn Black in the building. And we are about to bring on our first guest. So, let's everyone welcome Mr. At Dream, CEO. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
All right. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into this. So first question of the night is tell us, which is me, myself, and my panel, and the listeners, a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I've been doing music for a while, ever since I was, knee-high to a leprechaun. I was like 6 years old doing music. My uncle was a DJ, and he kind of got me into it. I've just been following it ever since, all the way up. Till I got to about middle school is when I really decided to take it serious and go and do it, professionally and try and make a career out of it. So about 20 years I've been doing music. And I dabble in a lot of different things, but as far as music goes, my main focus is songwriting for others and for myself. So that's the main thing I'm focused on right now.
That's what it is. I definitely hear that. Shout out to you. So tell the listeners about how Dream Productions came about.
Well, that was in middle school also. I was in about eighth grade, and I linked up with another kid. His name was Daryl, DC, he goes by now. But we linked up, and he was doing music, I was doing music, but we weren't doing it together. And, one day we was like, damn, you live right around the corner from me. So we went and clicked up a couple times. It was like, all right, well, I like what you do. He was like, well, I like what you do. So we've been doing it together ever since. And that's how we've just been making our music. And from there, we just realized we had similar goals in life. And, we went from middle school to high school. We went to college. We went to the same music school. And now we run a company together.
That's what's up. That's
young
up.
Innovators. Exactly. So, yeah, I definitely did. I wanted to, because I know you, like you said, you started around at a young age, and I know that you got your hands in a bunch of creative, arts, such as music, drawing,
yeah,
and painting, and even photography. So, what made you even decide to get into all of that at a young age?
People tell me I think different. Sometimes I just ask a question that has nothing to do with, I guess, what you think the conversation has to do with. But my mind just works weird. So anything creative, I want to do it. So if it's graffiti, if it's actual painting with oils, drawing, pictures, anything that just works with the creative part of your mind, I'm down with that. That's my process. I like doing that. And it just seems a little bit easier for me to do it. I'm good with writing and everything, but if I have to write, definitions, it's not as easy for me as it is to, just come up with some type of fairy tale or something creative. And it just depends on the mood I'm in is the medium I want to use to put that out there.
That's what it is. I definitely, when I got that information, I was like, okay, wow, and for you to be six around that time and thinking of all these, different creative acts to get into, that's definitely
right.
Always a good look. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know we have a track from you. So,
yeah.
And I just want to let everybody know, from all of our, that's not even all of our, just everybody that's tuning in and listening and supporting. We get a lot of exclusives. Exclusive shit that comes along, on our show that hasn't been heard anywhere else and what has been on, played for the first time. So I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Dream CEO.
Hold up. Before we do go into his track, let me say something. Ohio has been really coming out with a few hot artists, So what makes you so different from Miss Silver Carrots and Beat Gang and all of them in Ohio? What makes you so different from them? Or what makes you pop more than they will?
This is what I'll say. I don't know about pop more or even what makes me different is that I'm me and the music I make is me. So most times I'm laughing and joking. Most times, I'm a clown, and that's me. Sometimes I'm not, and that's a different side of me. But what I promise you that you're going to get is me. You're not going to get anything fabricated. You're not going to get anything about anything ridiculous, Benz's, Bentley's. No, I got a 9-to-5 just like most people in the world. So that's what you're going to get from me. As far as other artists coming out of Ohio, I mean, there's a lot of artists out of Ohio that I respect and I love their music. It's just everybody has a story to tell, and I'm just telling mine.
All right, I can respect that.
Thank you. So, like I was saying, I want you to introduce the track that's about to be played on All Bombs Radio, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Okay. This is the first single off of a project I'm doing with another label mate of mine, Ms. The King. It's called Party by the Pool or By the Pool. And it's the first single off of A Million Miles Away. First time anybody's hearing it. My mom hasn't even heard it. So check it out. Like, tell me what y'all think. Let me know.
All right, let's get it.
Okay, now let the party begin. I'm trying to kick it with you and all of your friends and all the shit that we do. We can put it on film, and then as soon as we through, we right back at it again. Like, fuck that, I ain't ready to stop, I'm ready to ride. Let's turn it up, whether you ready or not. Making it hot and bitch, I'm burning up. It's like I hit the lotto, bottle of Moscato, and 15 bad bitches sitting in the grotto. I got two freaks and they two feet, too eager to get on they two knees. And it's two times the fun, cause they definitely are aiming to please. And I'm prepared for some blessing, bikini and dressing. Deep sea diving, now that's what I call a wet dream. But baby girl's a pro though, and every time she go low, I make her toes are hot and stuff like Polo. I'm nasty, you know where I be now, bitch, get at it. And if you need directions, just ask.
Hogan Lou, sipping while we dripping wet. You know how we do, we at the party by the pool. Hogan Lou, sipping while we dripping wet. You know how we do, they wanna splash in my water.
Production on, I like the beat. I thought it was dope. By the Pool. What you thought about that, Lofty?
Coming from one artist to the next, the energy on that track was there. And you know how some people start off with the energy and then by the middle ending of the song, it like fades out. like you kept the energy going throughout the whole thing. So that's a plus for you on that.
Thanks.
Exactly. What you think about that, Black?
Yeah, definitely. That shit, you know, I noticed that Bone Thugs type of flow, like I picked up on it. I even picked up on Crucial Conflict.
Whoever the fuck that is.
I
might
not even know about Crucial Conflict. So, like,
you
realize,
like,
what the fuck is Crucial Conflict,
babe? They from Chicago, but it's a real similar, like, Crucial Conflict, Bone, all that came around the same time, but yeah.
But yeah. One thing I can say about Ohio people, I love the accent, like, all the way. The accent is so swaggy.
That is definitely
my new term. So if you hear somebody say swaggy, they got it from Roxy Blue. Just put it out there.
All right, Roxy Blue. But I definitely want to finish up this interview with him. And plus, I definitely do have a caller on the line. So, like, let me take this caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 6589. 6589. You're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Barbs. And we got at Dream CEO in the building. Last 4 digits is 6589.
What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up? Can you let me and my listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
This is Dre and the D's from Detroit.
Is this Mr. Andre Cool 7?
Yes.
That's what
it is.
Yes, it is. How you doing? How are you?
I'm good, boo. What's going on?
Nothing. So thank you for tuning in, calling me, because I definitely told you to call up today. Thank you for showing your support. And I don't know if you were tuning in listening. Do you have anything to say to Mr. Dream CEO about his song that was just playing?
I didn't really hear that. I just caught the little part of the interview, but I just wanted to say what's up to you and good job. Shit, that's all.
Thank you. And like always, You need to hang on, because I'm going to put you back through the line so we can talk about all this conversation after this interview that you be tweeting me. So hang on, because I'm going to put you back through, and thank you for calling in.
Word up. I got you.
All right. So getting back to the interview, that was definitely dope. So thank you again. Exclusive shit. Do you plan on working, like, who can you see yourself working with in the near future?
Honestly, man, I'm open to work with anybody. Like I said, I write. So even if the music that they make or the music that the artist makes is nothing like what I make, I'm really good at putting myself in their body or their frame of mind. And I'll write something for them. That's not necessarily for me to be on the song, but just, you know, just to work with them and just feel the vibe. But those artists, I'm cool with that any day, whoever.
Basically ghostwriting, right? For people in layman's term.
Well, I mean, for like rappers, but, you know, for like pop artists, R&B artists, a lot of them don't write their own stuff. So, you know, even if it's just me going in there, bouncing ideas off of them and them bouncing ideas off of me, I'm always down to work. So no matter what it is, whatever the job is, I produce too. So if they like, yo, I need a beat, whatever.
Yo, you're just a renaissance man all around.
It's just a one-stop shop. It came from not having anybody else. So, like, I had to learn how to do a lot of stuff on my own, and then that's how it came up.
All right, cool. So can we just get into this, the DCology Volume 2? Can you please let me and us know more about that and what's to come of that?
Yeah, that project came out a while ago. It was the first project that we put out as a company, as a label. And the main producer, who was DC, the dude that I grew up with, he put out a project that was basically his production on every track. And we had different artists from the Orlando area, New York, Cleveland area, all put their music on that project and, you know, just basically showcase the people that we knew that were good musically and people that we worked with musically. That was done about 6 years ago, and we put that out, and then we put out The Layover after that, which is Young Miz's solo project, and we got this one coming out now. But that was the first one, so that kind of is like the one that we hold kind of dear to our hearts, because it just got us our hunger towards more and more projects and more work, more creativity.
That's what's up. So, hey, like, do you have any shout-outs you want to give to, you know, on all the people you named? You named, you mentioned earlier, but if you want to give any shout-outs to anybody in particular.
Yeah, first, I need to shout out DC because he produced that track that y'all just heard. I forgot to say that earlier. And the girl on the hook was Jarrell McCoy. And I really appreciate her coming in, and she knocked that out in like 10 minutes. So we really appreciate that. As far as everybody else, I just want to thank every single person that's listening. I want to thank everybody that was retweeting everything, everybody that was promoting this interview, all the people that's been waiting on me to put more music out and stuff like that. I'm just happy to have everybody focusing me, getting me focused, and working with me and supporting me. Just thank you for everybody.
You're welcome. No problem. No doubt. So before you get off, Roxy Blum, Brooklyn Black, is there anything you would like to say to Dream CEO before he gets off?
You know, just for the ladies' sake, how old are you and are you single?
I am 26. I'll be 27 August 8th. No, I'm not single. I'm engaged.
Oh, sorry, ladies. He's off the market. Get him off the line. But no, that's a great thing that you can display commitment. That is wonderful.
Good.
Sorry, ladies. So no more tweeting and asking me questions. Sorry.
We're about to talk about that too in a minute though, and we're about to talk about spouses. So that's good to know. Okay. Ladies, excuse me.
I just have one quick thing to ask of the artist there tonight. Yeah?
Okay.
Brace yourself.
Nah. Roxy, you've been on shows with me before. You know how I do. I was just going to ask if you could spare a couple bars off the top.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, we all had to do it. I had to do it too, and
I want to know. I want to know. Like, of course, like, you know, anybody, like, you get a writer, so people come out. You know, they don't write nothing themselves. They have everybody writing for them, and when they get put on the spotlight, it shows that they have somebody writing their shit. So yeah, of course, we want to you know, get some real quick, so we know that it's real. We know it's coming from off the top of the dome and from the heart. So definitely have the floor.
All right, yeah, that's not a problem. Do you got a certain subject you want me to talk about so you can know this off the top?
You can talk about me. You can talk about the radio show.
How about this? How about you talk about your Beyonce?
Oh,
good.
She probably got... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's some putting them on the spot shit because 8 out of 10, you know she listening.
Yeah.
You got to make it work.
All right, here we go. All right, this is a letter to my fiance. Look good is about 10 Beyoncés with an ass like Kim K. Dare him say anything better than that. I don't know what to do. It's like she got that veteran tap. That means that the sex is good and the head is good. And when I mean the head is good, I'm talking about the intelligence. Ever since I met her, everything else and everyone else has been irrelevant. I be telling them, damn, wait, let them vent. I got to say some things. I got to wait for things to pan out now. I got my hand out like a bum on the corner. Wait a minute. I'm a gone as soon as I seen her. Niggas is like, damn, I felt like I got hit like a fam in Katrina sitting on the roof waiting for a savior. Niggas like, damn, trying to get the paper. Hold up. Thought I was going to fold up, but now I'm not. Shit, no luck. Now I got to stop. I got to wait. Hold up. Just something
like that. That's what it is.
Aww. That's what's up. They just sit there rapping about your fiance. Aww. I want that shit. Oh, damn it. Anybody that raps some shit, call me up. Fucking make a point about me.
We got plans. We have plans and we have a date. You know, we have deadlines here. Come on now. Let's go, guys. Just, you know. Let's get let me shout out.
But thank you so much, Mr. Janine CEO.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been a blessing to have you come on here and to, you know, let the people know who you are, what you're about. So definitely everybody get at him on Twitter, and that's at Dream, that's spelled D-R-E-M, CEO. Get at him, talk to him, network, don't be afraid. This is why we do this on All Bob's Radio. So thank
and
you, and
respectful.
I hope you enjoy.
Be respectful of his spouse, ladies. Let's not be no groupie bitches.
Thank you.
Yes,
let's not
thank
do
you.
That.
All right, love. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Definitely want to take this caller before we talk about anything else. Last 4 digits of your number is 7706. 7706, you're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes.
Hi, my question was for Dream, but is he gone?
Yeah.
Let me see, but if you can hold on another 2 minutes, I can get him back on the line for you if you have a question for him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. So just hang on, love. Just hang on in the queue, and I'm going to get him back on the line so that you can ask him a question, no doubt.
Thank you.
All right. Keeping it moving while I get him back on the line. So let's see. We got about, like, 5 minutes before. I know I have an interview scheduled for 8:40 at Simply SB. I know he's on the line waiting. We're going to get to you, but really quickly. We're talking
about
what's the topic for tonight.
Yeah, let me. I had something on my mind. This whole controlling spouse issue that it's like an epidemic in the community. Like, what's really going on with, like, the jealousy and to the point where you have to be controlling? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with showing your girl, guy, whatever type of love that you do show. But when it comes to controlling, it leads to, like, a lot of different issues as far as, like, abuse, as far as, like, fighting, fussing, and physical, you know what I'm saying? And then it leads to, it has many, 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 many different doors that it just opens up. So I was really interested, so I wanted to introduce that before the break or whatever the case may be. So callers, make sure, you know, you keep that in mind, and so we can get your input. And Black, you know, because I know you got something to say.
Definitely.
I know you have something to say.
Definitely. I'm going to say something really quickly about it. I'm not going to go too much into it, but while I'm trying to get Mr. Dream CEO back on the line here.
Yeah,
you're
back. We got him.
Oh, you got him back. Okay, cool. Okay, he's back, yes, in perfect timing. So let's get the caller that just called for him. Last 4 digits of your number, Ma, 7706. You're live on air back with us and Mr. Dream CEO.
Hi. First, my son wants to say something to him.
Oh,
what? Years old. He heard the song. He's a young MC. What do you want to say? Okay. I guess he doesn't want to talk. So my question is, I have 2 questions. Who influences you? Like, what artist influences you is my first question.
All right. I'm influenced by a lot of artists, but mainly, like, I like Lupe Fiasco. That's probably one of my favorite artists right now, as far as, you know, all time. I would also say probably Kanye, just on the fact that he does so many different things. Not necessarily, I mean, the songs are good too, but not necessarily what he talks about, but the way he takes control of everything. He's great in business. He produces. He, you know, works with all types of artists in pop and R&B. So I really would have to say those are 2 would be my biggest influences and people that I look up to musically.
Any old school artists that you like?
Yeah, it's going to sound weird, but LL Cool J, probably LL.
He's a freak.
But the funny thing is, like, my favorite song isn't from any of them. Like, my favorite song in history is Summertime by Will Smith, and that's just because it's a timeless song. So that would probably, yeah. Like, you can play that today, and it's still going to be relevant.
And
I'm right about that.
Is your girlfriend, I'm sorry, your fiance, is she in the music industry?
She used to be. She used to do reggae music, but she does photography now. So she's, you know,
So you have an island fiance.
Technically, yeah, she's Puerto Rican, but she made reggae music.
Okay, my son is ready. You want to say something?
Yeah.
Are you gonna say something?
You say it.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Thank you for calling.
Can you let me know who this is and where you're calling from?
He got shy. He just wanted to say that his song is dope. We're calling from New York.
That's the first time on All Bars we had a minor.
Radio, we had a little minor.
Yeah, that is what's up.
thank you, love. Thank you for calling in, you know, with your question. Keep rocking out with us because you definitely have more. I have another interview coming up, so maybe your son and you will be influenced as well. So now we have another great person coming up. So
I will.
Thank you so much, and just keep rocking out with us. No problem.
Yep.
Dream CEO. Oh, shit. Okay, you have mine.
We have mine.
You
can't be saying the S word.
Right.
We got to be more careful about what we're saying because we definitely have listeners. So that's what's up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much again for, you know, coming on All About Radio and getting the feedback and sharing your story with me. So thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Definitely, Black. We got our second interviewee as simply as being something.
Let me see. According to my notes, no, unless we have that caller from earlier. Yeah, that's still on. Last four, 6589.
What's the last one?
6589. That's not
the
one in my notes.
All right, well, we're definitely going to get into a commercial break really quickly. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening, and shout out to all you sexy mofos. I was going to say the word mother effers, but we definitely have Virgin Ears tuning in tonight. So thank you guys. You're definitely rocking out with me, Nikki Bobs. I'll House Your Head Game. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about some live-ish. We're going to get personal. We're going to talk to you guys. So keep rocking out with us. And call us up, 347-857-4302. And Black, let's go pay some bills.
Drum, please.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back cause it's summertime. Time.
to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment fronting and maxing, chilling in the car, they spend all day waxing. Leaning to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Dream CEO. Definitely have to play your favorite track, being that you said that, because that's definitely one of ours, too. So, shout out to you. And yes, 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 y'all, I'm about to take you to Twitter. Tweet, 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 tweet. Okay, so today that was one of the trending topics on Twitter that came across my timeline a lot was hashtag your text got ignored because. So, I participated in that, and mine was hashtag your text got ignored because I ignored your text. You got a problem? The fuck? Like, I see who texts me, and when I want to text you back, I'll text you back. I also said hashtag your text got ignored because you're a creep, and I know a lot of us ladies can relate to that one, because we're definitely dodging these creepy ass guys out here that tend to stalk and tend to talk to themselves in threads, because I have a lot of that shit.
How about this one? Hashtag why your text got annoyed. Ignore, was it?
Hashtag your text got ignored because.
Oh, hashtag your text got ignored because you need to ask your man, ho.
You crack your gut.
Roxy is so funny.
Wow,
right? Wow, you need to ask your man, ho. Yeah, I think you should. You should. If you type in Roxy Blue, you should ask your man, ho. All right. Black, did you participate in that hashtag today?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
That's just stupid shit. You know, your text got ignored because I was asleep.
It didn't get ignored. You didn't hear it. So it was ignored. You didn't.
Nah, you know, so sometimes your phone go off, you hear that shit, you look at it, and you put that shit right back down, go right back to
sleep. So you wasn't really asleep, though. You wasn't really asleep. You was half asleep.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Okay.
Don't!
So, y'all are so funny. I'm just so happy to have y'all on the building with me today. Black, you looking good. You looking real good. And Roxy, you looking really, you know, you looking kind of curvaceous.
Swaggy.
Yeah, you looking swaggy. You looking real swaggy. Shout out to Roxy Blue. She's swaggy. Hashtag Team Thick. Team Thicky, Thicky, Thicky in the building. Definitely, definitely. And we're not going to talk about that, though. Like, I said the hashtag Team Dig. Let me rock with it. We're not going to go into all of that today. But let's get into this topic though, because controlling spouses. I want to know from the listeners. I want to know any of y'all. Are y'all in a situation like that? Like, is your man controlling
you? Are you the situation? Either or, we want to hear from both aspects of this spectrum. Are you the situation, or are you in this kind of situation? Like, I really want to know. I want to know what possesses you to act the way you do when you're either on the defense or offensive side. Like, it's just,
I want to know, too. I want to know, Black, are you the controlling type? Are you that nigga that you control, you know, like you gotta be in control of the relationship because you're the man, so you wear the pants. Like, do you abide by that?
Nope. Yo, you do what you do what I do. I know how to cook and provide for myself, so if you don't feel like cooking, I will be all right.
Like, you know how to braid hair, though. Do you know how to flat? Do you know how to braid? Do you know how to cornrow?
I do know how to braid. I used to do my own hair back in the day.
Oh, God.
Black. Oh, my gosh. So you do your own hair back in the day?
Yo, the braid got to stay fresh. Yo, Nikki, you see my prom picture, kid.
I see your prom picture, but you know what, though? Like, I couldn't believe that you would sit there and sit down in front of the TV with a tail comb and some grease, and you sat there and you watched your favorite show, and you sat there and you braided straight back.
No, I wouldn't have thought of that, Albert.
Black, that's what's up, though. Like, I'm just saying, because you said, you know, you mentioned the whole thing about cooking.
You having braids, long hair, and shit, you should be looking scruffy, you know, because if you in the shower and you wash your ass every day and shit, you know, your hair get frizzy after like a week and a half. You know, you got to take it out, wash it, all that shit. Get it done, you know, braids got to stay right. You got to have long hair. You got to keep it, you know what I mean? You got to maintain it.
Right. You know, you definitely do, though, because, you know, shout out, you know, like you definitely do. Shout out to the niggas with hair, long hair, that be in the shower,
getting
there, dudes with the long hair. Yeah, shout out to them, and I actually gotta take care of it as well. Like when you go lay down next to a chick, your hair is smelling like Axe or whatever y'all use for men.
Something crazy about me. I like that whole I'm not gonna say grungy, but that rough, rugged look, that just natural sexiness. I just love that. Like I would rather. I just love that look. It
works for me on occasions because when we're going out to a nice formal dinner, like I don't want you looking like a dirty Arab sitting across from me from the table.
I'm done.
But anyway, let me take this next caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 7060. 7060. You're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Barb.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Shut the fuck up, KK. Hello?
Yes, what's going
on? Wait a minute. I just totally got caught off guard with that.
I didn't hear shut the fuck up, KK, in the background.
Anything's possible on our ball
three.
Okay, definitely. I feel that. But can you let myself and the listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
Well, this is one of y'all promoters. This is Slutty White.
Slutty. What's going
on,
boo?
Wait. His name is Slutty White?
He's one of the all Bob Schmoders, so watch your mouth.
I'm asking a question. I'm trying to make sure I got the name right. That's all.
And We all know. He has a little pinky by his mouth saying, what slick shit can come out of my mouth right now about this name, Slutty K?
Ask Slutty White, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, sis?
Thank you for holding it down.
Walking around my neighborhood and shit right now. About to go to my off-weather joint.
Are you working for your neighbor?
Birthday. Shout out to my man, Freak Man. I told his name, the Big Flat Parent Man. You gotta follow him. It's his birthday. He about to go to the club.
Yo, I understand. Yo, I understand shit you just said. Like,
he's from the South. Shout out to the niggas.
No, I represent the South, and you know that. But when it comes to a dialect as strong and as concentrated as his, we just need you to slow down just a little bit.
Well, I'm actually walking to my Muslim brother house. It's his birthday. I've been drinking a little bit already.
Oh, that explains it. You on that oil. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm on that oil. Yeah. Now I'm about to slow it down real quick. We about to go get a cup of lean.
Where you from? You from where?
DMV. I'm from Maryland.
Oh, he's from the DMV.
You got the Z. Well, yes, the Z. But the DMV. Thank you. Well, Slutty. Me, Nikki Barbs.
So you a Slutty boy.
Wait, but let me. Oh no, but wait, you can't say that because his name is Slutty White and he's associated with the Slutty Boys.
I know.
Can I talk to my promoter really quickly, please?
Oh,
thank
fine.
You.
Excuse me, I'm gonna back out of this conversation.
Thank you. So you're from the DMV area. Shout out to the DMV area. And like I said again, thank you for holding me down today on Oral Barbs. You know, on shouting out the team and tweeting and promoting. Thank you. I got you daily. I'm going to make sure everybody follows you, and I'm going to tweet you guys. You guys are definitely a great help to me, so thank you.
I'm about to just walk down there. I'm about to smoke a cigarette. I'm about to walk down to your house.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. Now I'm on the phone. All right. Hello.
Yes, so thank you for holding this down. Thank you for holding this down, Slutty. Thank you.
Shout out to
Slutty White. He's definitely all Barb's promoter. He's on that oil right now. He's getting fucked up for his brother's birthday. Thank you, thank you. Let me get into this next caller. Before I start cracking up, last four digits of your number is 1482. 1482. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs.
Yo, what's
What's good? Definitely have another All Barbs promoter in the building. I love it. What's going on, Stan Spartan?
Chilling. What's good? What's how y'all doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you for calling in and supporting. How you doing?
Everything good over here. You know, calling in, checking in, seeing that everything here. You know, just jumped on, just listening.
Thank you. Everything is going great. I'm doing okay. We all doing fine. Thank you for, you know, shouting us out, paying attention.
Oh, yeah, man. I know I got y'all all day, man.
And also, thank you for being an All Barbs promoter and holding me down all day on Twitter and the whole All Barbs team. You guys go so hard, and I appreciate you so much for all you do and getting the word out there. So just keep it up, and I got you daily, making sure everybody follow my sexy All Barbs promoter. So thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you, though. And, yeah, I just want to say one time for y'all, and you know what I'm saying? And my little homie on ain't online tonight, but, you know, shout out to Angel Love too, though, man, and all that.
Thank you. Yes, she definitely isn't here, but she'll be back with us, and we're missing her. And thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Y'all take care, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Y'all take care, though. Yeah. He's definitely from your neck of the woods, though.
Yeah, he's from my neck of the woods. You can definitely hear that.
Yo, the South is in the building.
We are.
We love
it. It must be. I must attract my people. You know, they definitely holding it down, though.
Definitely. I want to talk more. Yo, let me tell y'all, I've been in a relationship with somebody who thought they could control me. Past tense thought they could control me. And that shit was not cool. It made me, in actuality, when we're, you know, by us not even being together, it made me have a lot of resentment and, like, a lot of shit towards him because I don't even fuck with that nigga no more because he's so goddamn controlling. And that is just not the way to go. Ladies, like, speak up. You came out your mother's vagina by yourself unless you were, you know, holding your identical twin or attached. hold it down for yourself. Be a woman first. You know, there's nothing wrong with having control within the relationship amongst each other. But as far as letting a nigga tell you what to wear, where to go, how to do it, it's just, it's not, to me, it is not safe because it can lead into verbal, physical abuse. It can lead into, like I said, having resentment and anger towards somebody after the fact because of everything that you went through with that person. So, Roxy.
Yes.
Do you think that a female should, especially if she's the one that's making all the money in the household, do you think that she should have control over her man in the relationship?
You already know how I am, first leaning, for people who really don't know. I'm kind of old school with my ways, like, let a man be a man. I understand, like, times are different as far as, like, breadwinners and women are actually stepping up to their rights and holding down big positions that's carrying in six figures, that's carrying in more than their spouse, whatever the case may be. But money don't make you better than the next person. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, like, the responsibilities need to be split in half. The respect level needs to be, go both ways. You know, just because I bring in the bacon don't mean you eat off the floor or you got to wash my shoes and do X, Y, and Z when I say it. And if what I say goes, like, everything needs to be equal because apparently, you know, one day, God forbid, like, the roles are switched. Then what, you know? So it's like, just treat your man with respect. Let a man be a man. You gotta stroke niggas' egos. It's apparent. We all know, ladies, you know. And that's just my way of thinking on that situation.
I definitely agree. What you say?
That I love you, Roxy.
Black is kissing ass now. He didn't hear a motivational piece that influenced him, I guess, in some way, shape, form. So he loves Roxy. Yeah, okay. Black, let me ask you a question, since you want to be loving everybody because of what they say. Would you ever try to take all full control in a sexual relationship with somebody? Like, would you, because you know, you probably pack in and you have what you have, you know how you work it. Would you ever just always try to be the dominant one to control over the whole sexual encounter?
No. That'd be boring.
Okay. Well, you have some niggas that don't think that, you know, that they want to put on shows. They want to just have you lay there and
that's
feel,
like something,
you know,
a mannequin. Like,
man, this some old bullshit.
No. No, it's not bullshit because you have some niggas, right, that want you to, like, they want to date, like, they just want to, they want to fuck you, like, they want to, you know what I'm saying, they want to show you what it do, so, like, they just want you to sit there and take it, like, that's them having full control, like, I don't know, like, Roxy, I'm pretty sure you've been
in my relations. It's
God.
As far as the topic that we're on, as far as what you just spoke about, it's more of like, I'm not gonna say role playing, but if he's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't want me to run, but he's like, take that. But at the same time, I'm gonna try to resist.
You don't know what
I
run though.
I'm saying, like, if I hit you, I want you to throw it back. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly, but it has to feel a certain way. It can't be hurting. You want me to throw back on pain? Like, it's not happening.
I didn't say do it to hurt you now and shit. You know, but
like me, I like that aggressiveness. I really do. And when you talking like, take this, you know, I'm saying, I'm gonna throw it back. To as much as I can handle or I can take, and then we're gonna switch the position so it could be comfortable. You can lay your mat down, and I can throw it back in. You know, do all the extra ordinary. But yeah, my bedroom's pretty fun when it comes. So there's really no problem with that. So
that was like to getting personal because I was definitely trying to direct the question to where, like, you can, like, it's, but okay, I definitely feel you. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, I like that aggressive shit too, but it's kind of like, I want to fucking, I like to have control. Like, I don't want the nigga
fucking.
That's
the whole point. It shouldn't be one person take control today, one person take. No, if he grabs your neck, grab his neck back, or grab his hair. Oh, sorry, if he has hair. Like, this is how I do. Like, you want to grab my neck? No, nigga, get your hand off my neck. I'm going to grab yours. And then it's like, no, like, shut the fuck up. And then I'm like, oh, okay, talk to me like that. Like, that's that shit, you know? So it's just like. It's an equal thing. It has to be equal. It can't be. But some men do just want, you know, to still.
I'm telling
myself.
You, like, they do.
Like
they want to just be like, no, for real. Like, not saying that, you know, I've had that, but I've known of cases where, you know, I had a girlfriend come to me like, bitch, this nigga, he just fucked my brains out, and that was that. He picked it all up, put it back in my head after we was done, and then he kept it moving.
Wow, and
I'm
like,
crazy. Well, what do you? Yeah, and I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? And they're like, okay, because like,
he was that her
like,
man though?
No, it wasn't.
So she was a fuck.
They probably had mutual agreements, you know, like the whole friend. We're not even saying like she was a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So. Yeah, so, like, you know, she said that, like, he didn't, you know, like, she didn't get to, like, get on top and show him her skills because, like, as soon as she got on top, he was directing her this way, doing this, and then taking control and, you know, like, a whole bunch of stuff. And she was just like, wow, I've never had that happen to me before. But it happened, and I know some dudes are just like that, but definitely it should be equal. Like you said, again, if you wanted to be fine and... If you wanted to fill the time that is being filled, like, go back and forth. It makes it more interesting.
Yeah,
because nobody just wants to sit there. I mean, I always see, like, are you just going to sit there and you're not going to fuck me back? But, no, literally, like, you got to be able to keep it flowing. Like, one person shouldn't be out of breath and the other person is fucking chilling, smacking on bubblegum. Black, what are some of your... When you are having sex, when it comes down to you doing what you want to do, right? Do you like to talk? Do you like to be the one to take control of the dirty talking, or no?
No, yo, straight up, I'm there to work. I'm there to perform a task.
Oh. You're here to do what?
I'll do what I do. Talk dirty, I will respond and all that. But I'm just there to make sure.
So what would you say if I said, oh, did I pull my hair? What you want to say back to that?
I'm bullying at you.
He's so regular. Oh my God, I be trying to make Black break out his inner freak, but he's just so regular. You're not gonna pull it and then say something to me.
I'm gonna pull that shit around my goddamn fist and hope that shit don't slip off.
Because
if it do, I'm out.
Wow. I don't know if I had a friend that happened to, or something to that effect. Something was going on. I don't know. I forgot the exact conversation who I was having with, but somebody's wig almost slipped off.
Wig? Really? But this is the thing.
Ladies, get it sewn in. Stop putting on the wig.
Get it sewn in. Because, wait. No, even if you are going to wear a wig, you know, some bitches that, you know, still be on the lace charms. And they be looking like, I don't know, whatever. Like, you know, they be looking okay. But
do they stay on, though? Are they durable? Like, can they
no,
go?
No, but that's the thing. You got to... I know some females that, you know what I'm saying? I know some females that
saying, don't, you know, they don't glue it, like, they'll just put it on because they don't, like, you know, when they come home, they want to take it off, they want to put it on a mannequin, or they want to just take it off because it's a wig, you know what I'm saying? But if you are going to be engaging in rough, like, activities like that, you know what I'm saying, then you definitely should make sure that it's secure, that it's on tightly, you know, because, you know, sometimes you might have to move it out the way, or, you know, not if you're not going to do it yourself,
oh,
sometimes,
God.
You know, he might want to move it out the way. And if he moves it and that shit comes off, like, you really want to, like, show him how you work, set it off style with four cornrows going straight back? That's not the way to go out, especially not during that. That would be so embarrassing to me. But what about the sew-ins? Like, maybe sew it in so that way there's nothing coming off. He could pull a tug, and if it gets loosened, then, I mean,
it's still attached.
It's still intact. You can still comb it, flip it, brush it. You know, when you go to your hairdresser that next week, make sure you have her know, like, just track back here, it's loosened, keep tighten it back up for me. And definitely make sure y'all fill y'all shit in. But I would hate for that to happen to me. Wouldn't you hate for your wig to just fall the fuck off?
Girl, I've never worn a wig in my life, but that would be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, like, I want to hear some music, and I definitely want to check on this chat room that's going on. Let's start interacting with them. You know, we just talking, and let's go to commercial break. You're listening to All Vibes Radio with me, Nikki Vibes. Call us up 347-857-4302, and let's get it.
Yo, that room is kind of popping right now, though.
What?
If it's not willing, then I'm not going, then I'm not good at this. If it's not willing, then I'm not going, then I'm not good at this. If it's not willing, then I'm not good at this. If it's not willing, then I'm not going, then I'm not good at this.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, hey, don't we do this every day, hey? Huh? I worked them long nights to get a payday. Huh? Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need an AK. Now we out in Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, Miss Pac-Man, this pill popping asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two-door preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Word.
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 phone. The bugle that blows a minute time and it's still on one more time. Let's have your mother
let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm flat at death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers take Zepho, ain't at my waist Zepho. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face Zepho. Don't do no press, but I get the most press kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby. Niggas is lawing just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that juicy Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that juicy Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk.
Definitely rocking out with me, your girl, Nikki Barbs, at How's Your Head Game, on All Barbs Radio. And we definitely have the lovely guest co-host at Roxy Blue in the building, bitch. And we definitely do have at Brooklyn Black from Pregame Radio live with us. We all in the building. And I fucking love Mercy. That shit makes me want to drop it to the flow. Make that ass
say ho.
Hey. Definitely.
Yo, let me say something. 2 Chainz, yo, he is so swaggy. He's officially, like, on my swaggy list. And he is just like, oh, my. To be the age that he is, he carries himself so nicely.
So,
2 Chainz.
Huh?
You
talking about old titty boy?
Yeah, I'm talking about old titty boy, 2 Chainz. Let's not be disrespectful, Black. Thank you.
What? I was just saying, what do you mean?
Let's get into this caller real quick. Last 4 digits of the number is 1-8-3-7. 1-8-3-7, you're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Vibe.
What's up, baby? This is D-Real. What's happening?
Hey, D-Real. What's going on?
Hey, what's popping over there, baby?
I'm popping over here. I'm about to get on the handstand and start pee popping real quick. What's going on with you?
just supporting you, baby. Just supporting you.
Wait, are you a pimp?
Say it again.
That's a yes.
She said, "This is we have a guest co-host today at Roxy Blue, and she wanted to know if you are
your
a pimp.
Your jargon is pimpish. Like, are you a real pimp? Or are you just psychedelic and cool and fresh like that?
Well, I don't know. You had to ask Rain that.
He definitely, you know what it is? See, Roxy Blue doesn't know, so this is why she should shut up, but nah. Roxy, this is B-Real, is he definitely does a show with Rain every morning that we always tune into at Rain Poetry, so they, you know, they do their things together. And yes, he's Rain's pimp. He's cool like that. He's cool like that. B-Real is a well-known man, and I love him, and I want to thank him so much for calling in and tuning in with me tonight. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, baby.
and definitely be real. You definitely got to hit me because I have to hard reset my phone, so I don't have anybody's numbers anymore. Like, I need you, I need real, because we definitely need to chop it up and talk more about, you know, our future plans. So make sure you hit me.
Definitely will, baby.
Thank you. And I definitely tune in to the show today. Great show, great show, as always. So I know you saw me, my number on the line.
You always follow us, so it's a good thing. I don't know if I check the lines, but you always there in the pocket. So that's a good look. It's a good look. But I'm proud of you, and you keep on doing your thing, and we're going to keep on supporting you.
Thank you so much, Be Real. You know, that means so much to me. Thank you.
For sure, baby. Y'all have a good show.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. I got some Be Real loving came through the line. Definitely shout out to Be Real and Rain Poetry. Love them to death. Love them to death. I rap people. You're so hilarious. So, like, let's get back onto this topic, though. I want to know, do you know any females that are the controlling bitch? Do you have any, well, besides, you know, do you have any female friends that you know of that be controlling the shit out their man? They be telling that nigga what to do. He calls her phone whenever she's with you 20 times just to make sure that, you know, she's shucking in and he's shucking in. Do you know?
Yeah, the sound effects are crazy. I actually don't really know any real controlling females. I don't.
I don't either, because she's like that. She definitely could be a friend of mine.
I know, baby. I know.
Definitely could be a friend of mine. Exactly.
No
she
friend of mine, baby.
Nah. Definitely not us two, because we have a little power.
Wait, no, is he the audience side, though? Is he like a real pimp?
No, he's not a real pimp.
I thought he was a blue suit matching Gator wing.
Thought he was Bishop Don motherfucking Juan, baby. Like,
yo, it's hilarious. No, he's just a smooth fucking brother who's been doing this for years, so that's why. He probably comes off as a pimp to y'all new schoolers.
That's how I do the late night shift, y'all, on a radio station.
He has his own show, so
I know.
Definitely, and his show actually has over 200,000 viewers.
So that's what's up.
200,000 viewers each show. That is fucking dope. Too, with that, maybe I need to get my pimp voice on. Maybe I'm
word,
doing
baby.
Something wrong. Okay.
Word, baby.
Okay, baby.
Okay,
start doing my show like this, baby.
Okay,
daddy.
Come on here, call All Bars Radio, daddy.
Definitely keeping it moving. Oh, before I start talking my shit again, I definitely do want to shout out to Brooklyn Black. Tomorrow, everyone, is his B-Day.
Drum roll, please.
Yes, because I definitely will be asleep at 12 o'clock. I'm lying. Y'all niggas going to see me on Twitter.
We know.
But happy birthday to Brooklyn Black. If you guys, you know, don't know who he is, he's the one that makes it all happen for me on this show. He's the engineer / whatever else you want to call him. Brooklyn Black is the damn guy. He also has his own show. He also has his own show on Fridays and Saturdays, which is called Pre-Game Radio. And I'll let him, you know, get more into detail about that before we close out the show. But happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I know it's early.
Happy birthday to
you. Since I've started this Pre-Game Radio, I do a special, like, hour and a half show. You know, people call in and you know, I spend some tracks and shit, talk some shit. But, you know, because most of the time, sometimes on the day of my birthday, always some dumb shit goes down.
So what are you doing for your birthday? Do you know what you're doing for your birthday?
All right, well, it's been planned, scheduled, that I'm supposed to be at, I forget the name of the joint, in Williamsburg, where Joel Ortiz and DJ Enough, hosted by GX Media and Pow TV. So I'll definitely be releasing that information a little later on. Follow me on Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. Follow on Facebook. I got a page on here just like that. I'm trying to get up to 1,000
Facebook?
Likes.
What the fuck is Facebook?
Yeah,
it's all about Instagram.
Instagram.
I'm about to do a YouTube video on Instagram. I've seen the most funniest shit. But that's what's up. I mean, so nobody's coming over and cooking you that good morning breakfast. Nobody's coming over to surprise you with happy birthday morning, sloppy toppy. You're not nobody's coming over.
That's nasty.
Like, no, he wants some sloppy toppy. He want to wake up to that, like, it's my birthday. Yeah.
Look, don't have me get to starting to talk in the reckless on the air, okay?
Don't let him get reckless on the air. Please don't.
You can't get reckless on the air. You can't. But, that's what's up, though. Wishing you, the All Barbs Radio family and All Barbs, are wishing you a happy, safe, wonderful birthday, and may God bless you with many more years to come. And, of course, I'll personally call you tomorrow to wish you a happy birthday, and since you are a Facebooker, I'll take the time out of my day to actually download the app and send you that happy birthday post. And definitely be tweeting it tomorrow as well. But have a happy birthday, though. That's what it is. So, Roxy, what's going on in the neighborhood, though? What you got to talk about? What you want to know?
And what I want to know is, why do people, grown individuals, feel like they have no type of responsibilities in this God-given earth that they were put on?
I don't know how anybody is.
Dumbass.
I don't know how anybody that's walking this earth that doesn't understand that there is responsibility, even if it's not for someone else, but you have responsibility for your own self. Like, you know, you gotta keep yourself up. You gotta, if you have a job, you gotta make sure you report to that, you know, your job on time. If you have, you know, things like, I really can't speak for them because, you know, I'm about my shit, I'm about my business, I got a lot of things going on for me, you know, I'm out to start another class in August, so I'm always furthering my education, always, like, I'm a woman of many trades, so when this shit fails and I have something else to back, you know, fall back on, but for those niggas that ain't doing shit with their lives, you don't think they have any responsibilities, go jump off the nearest bridge in your area, your state, your hood, because get a life. Like, you have responsibilities. Like, especially if you have kids. Like, you heard Obama, take care of your fucking kids. Like, they rely on you, especially for a certain age of life. Like, they depend on you. They rely on you. You show them the way. And if you don't own up to that, then you're a jerk in my book. You're a jerk. I think that is not so messy, especially I hate the females that sit around all day, don't got shit to do, but yet they fucking Instagram is, they got thousands of photos of different areas and parts of their room.
Mm-mm, that's crazy. You need to go Instagram a book, ho.
Instagram that shit. And then actually take the time out to go to the library to compare, like, yeah, this is the right book, and go cop that shit and read it.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. I can't just sit around all day. Like, I will lose my mind. I do that on Sundays, and I be wanting to lose my mind on Sundays. Like, I can't do that.
You don't go to church?
I'm actually looking for a church home. I really want to find, like, a good church home. So if anybody that's listening that's in the Bronx area and know of a good church home, you know, we talk about everything on All Barbs Radio. So
let, you know, spread the wealth, spread the knowledge of, you know, of your personal, you know, who, what it is, what religion you do, you know, see yourself as.
What religion you do or religion you practice?
What religion you do practice, whichever one, however you want to take it, tomato, tomato, potato, potato. So, y'all have to excuse me. I'm running off of no sleep as of like yesterday, like a full-time job and no sleep. So, so if you do know a good church home in the Bronx, let me know.
Definitely. It's definitely good to get your praise on whenever you can. And you don't necessarily have to be a member of a church congregation to pray and to, you know, practice your religion.
Yeah, I always,
you don't have to.
I always thank the Lord. And when I wake up, he's the first person besides who I am dealing with on my mind. And I always say thank you. And I'm grateful and blessed and humble for what he has blessed me with and all the struggles that I've been encountered. I'm more thankful for those because they made me into the person I am today. So, like, you can't just praise when everything's all good. You also have to praise when things are not going in your favor.
Exactly. But, like, I want to know what you doing over there because I also want to know before I even get into with Black, anything that you guys got going on, you know, any type of events, any type of parties, any type of nonprofit, anything that you got going on that's coming up, you know, let me know so I can broadcast it to the listeners, to everybody that's tuning in, so that way you can, act, you know, have more supporters come out and support you or, you know, hit you up about more information about what you're doing. So definitely hit me up about anything that you got going on with you. We definitely do have a Barb's blog site, website. You can definitely hit up Yep, I Love It. And that Image_Me, they're running it. They got that thing going on. And they, you know, if you're an artist, if you are a photographer, if you're whatever you got going on you want to share, send it to me and I'll send it to them and they'll upload it and they'll promote it on the blog site, on the website, which we do every single day. So that way, you know, everybody can see and keep in touch and find out more about what you got going on. It's actually coming together very well. So thank you, ladies. Thank you, the CEOs, the other CEOs of All Barb at Yep, I Love It, and at Image_Me. And shout out again to the Glamour Chick. She knows who she is. She's definitely one of my big supporters, and I love her to death. And, Black, what you doing?
Just chilling, getting ready to, you know, bring in another year. Like, you know, that shit. I'm just here chilling, rocking out All Barb Radio with y'all. You know, and it's like, you know, I'm coming to do what I love with people I love, so it's always a good thing, you know what I'm saying? We come, we chill, we have a good time, we talk, we bullshit, all that good shit. But at the end of the day, you know, you did something ill. So I'm really
appreciative. Oh, did you just say you love me?
I said I love y'all.
I'm kidding. So,
know,
yeah, so that's me. What? Does anybody want to say something?
Rocky's one of my favorite female MCs right now, so.
Oh, thank you. I'm so flattered.
Yeah. Hanging out with her and shit, you know, it's always like, yo, I get to hang out with one of my favorite MCs. Like, you know what I mean? Who really gets to say that they get to do that?
Aw. Exactly. Like,
as a blessing.
Well, you're definitely sitting next to your favorite artist, and you're definitely sitting next to your favorite artist's manager. So when you say you love her, you're definitely loving me because I make her get out there and do the damn thing.
He
and speaking of, what you said?
He loves me more.
And speaking of, since it's your birthday, you're sitting next to your favorite artist. It's only right if you play one of her tracks. And if I can make a request for you on your birthday, I want to hear that. What's that shit? That Cloud 9? Because I'm about to, you know, get it popping and
be on Cloud 9.
Is that the name of your track, Cloud 9?
Yes, that's the name of the song.
All right. So, don't try to stop me making me look foolish, but yes. So, can we get into that? I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
All right, chill. I might just do a little something real quick. Chill. I got it. Like you said, it's my birthday.
Attention, everyone. I need you on the dance floor, right now. We're about to have some fun. It's Roxy Blue. Let's get 'em. My, look at I. All my girls, that's my fly. No lie, I beat so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I. Always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I beat so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. 10-4, I'm so fly. Blast off, no earth in sight. I'm so on another level. Get like me, I'm trying to tell you. My girls be pretty girl rock. Come on, feet that you can't top. My baby say he likes to score me. Your man be on me, so horny. I tell him, please fall back. Don't give it up just like that. Yes, I am a little cocky. Living this life, who gon' stop me? Learn this, here's a lesson. Pussy is power and blessing. Who run the world? I'm questioning. Just testing. My, look at I. All my girls, that's my fly. No lie, I beat so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I. Always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I beat so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. This here is for all my queens. We don't walk, we glide on scene. We leave marks that can't be reached. We do things that you can't dream of. My girl so pretty like dog. Attitude mean, rough like dog. Take off from her man, no doubt. Then I fix her up and make her stand out. Put her on my team, tell her keep her hand out. Never open up a door, see what that man about. Never kiss him on the lips and keep your bang stiff. Always keep a few bills in your bag off rip. I don't see him, no line of scrimmage. No seeds, bring spinach. Who me? I deal it. Full house, I'm winning. My, look at I. All my girls, that's my fly. No lie, I beat so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I. Always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I beat so high. I can't believe I'm on cloud nine.
Yo, D Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue.
Get
'em. Yo. I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck this brought you bitches.
Yep.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm about my money, I can show you play by play. I get hit by the roll and Benji stays on my tail. I sip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over blah-blah-blah-blah. M-O-B. My money's over boys.
Not me.
My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over blah-blah-blah-blah-blah.
M-O-B. No, it's M-O-E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. They getting high, nigga.
Fly.
Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred, I'm always down to ride,
down
nigga.
To ride.
I'm focused now, you can't see it in my eyes,
look
nigga.
My eyes.
If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies,
uh-huh.
Nigga. Sit and watch you work with
uh-huh.
No money like oversized strippers.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rox, we got these niggas back.
Chill.
We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect.
Nah.
But we winning, y'all keep losing like the fucking net. I know you see that we the fucking best.
Uh-huh.
Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life. good life.
Take a look at me, this what money look like.
M-O-B, my money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B, my money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over ba-ba-ba-ba. M-O-B, my money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B, my money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
M-O-B.
M-O-B. My money's over.
My money's over. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches, and it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over.
Yeah, I haven't heard that track in so long.
So fucking long, and it's M-O-B. That's what I scream. I'ma get, yo, this nigga be Dave goes in. Nigga said if you play with his money, then you must wanna die, nigga. Roxy, you know, y'all winning. And these niggas keep losing like the fucking net. Y'all living comfortable while these niggas is living check to check.
Check
to check. It is what it is. It is what it is. Shout out to the people that are living, you know, check to check. If you grind hard, if you work hard,
you
gotta make yourself comfortable.
You gotta respect the nigga grind.
Definitely have to respect the grind. And yes, you should put your money, if you are a female and, you know, especially if you're not in a relationship with anybody in particular, you're single, you're a single lady doing the fucking damn thing, you should put your money over boys, you know, men, whatever you want to call them, technically boys. Bullshit and other bitches. And if you put your money over that, you'll be fine. You'll be cool. You'll be all right. You'll be comfortable.
You won't be broke.
Relax. Thank you for playing those that bad throwback.
Yo, I tell you, like I said, Roxy is one of my favorite female artists, see? Like, and that's a very prestigious list to get on.
I am flattered.
Coming from fucking, what is it, 305 from Miami?
I got songs in bulk of my phone. Now, I got shit in my computer, both of them.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a great feeling.
It is definitely a great feeling, but, like, you know, you go high, you do what you do, you put in your work, so that's what you get. That's your outcome. You know, you have people that rock with you. Roxy done performed all over, so right now she's not anybody that you would ask to compete in your showcase or you would ask to join your open mic. You would definitely have her as a feature. She's been, you know, she's done gaining her status in the underground music industry, and she's definitely done met a lot of people. We done been to beat battles. Shout out to, what was it? We met Buddha the Future. Definitely want to take this call at all really quickly. Last one, just like your number is 8572. You're live on air with us, Nikki Bar, with me, Nikki Bar. You hear me?
Hey, what's up? This
hey,
is Marte Carlo 90, Dre. I just wanted to check in, represent L Barbs all day, baby. The Familiar. Happy birthday to Black. Shout out to Nikki. Shout out to the co-host. You know, so much love. Shout out to Jazz. You know, I just wanted to check in and support y'all.
Shout out to you all, Barbs all day. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, thank you. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm good, just chilling, you know. Got my best friend, had her listening, check y'all out. So, you know, I had to put us on the map.
Thank you, that's what it's doing. Thank you for all your support, your love, just thank you for everything. And thank you for definitely calling in.
No problem.
That's what it is. Well, let me ask you a question, though, before you get off the line. Are you the controlling type? Are you a controlling ass nigga?
Nah, I believe in it being equal because, you know, I'm a Libra, so I'm all about balance. I'm all about being equal.
Oh, stop it. Who are you frying for? He's a Libra, and y'all are the most unbalanced individuals. God has placed on
you. Yeah, you can't pull one no Barossi blue, kid. You got PhDs and shit, son.
I'm just saying, I know actually three Libras, one being my little brother, and he's only four. No, he's three. He'll be four in October, and he is so controlling.
My father, I'm sorry, not to cut y'all off, but yeah, my father is definitely a Libra. He's very controlling. And my grandma, she's definitely a Libra. She's very controlling, unbalanced.
One of my favorite artists, you know, Lil Wayne is a Libra, and he be controlling bitches to the point where they still suck on stupid for him. So I think that statement is a little fabricated, we'll say. You know what I mean? So...
No, okay, look, check it out. Personally, as a person, though, I'm not controlled.
Oh, as a person. So as a Libra, what's the excuse?
I'm a real big fan. When it comes to the Zodiac stuff,
I'm a real big fan about the whole Zodiac. I'm a strong believer in, like, certain criteria and certain attitudes and certain, like, you know, like, little things about Zodiacs. I'm a strong believer and firm believer in. So, y'all are very controlling. Let me tell you that much.
But you can't base the Zodiac sign, you know what I'm saying, and the people that you came in encounter with, you know,
anyways,
to him, though. Like, so let's cut him some slack, even if it is fabricated.
I ain't cutting him shit. Because he's laughing because he knows the truth.
Thank you for calling, and thank you.
All
right. Definitely get into this next call. The last four digits of your number is 4142. 4142, you're live on air with me in a few bars.
Oh, already. What's good with it, mama? That's what we're to do.
She's talking to me. He's talking to me.
I have a thing for voices.
I have a thing for voices too, and accents.
I don't want to see you, boo. I just want your voice.
So can you please let the callers know who this is and where you're calling from?
Yeah, that's your boy supposed to do, man. Little Rock, Arkansas representative.
Oh, that's Arkansas.
Guys, this is fucking Arkansas. That's why
Arkansas.
I said he was talking to me.
I don't even know where the fuck Arkansas is.
Don't do us like that, man. They say we're country, nigga. Yeehaw, the money coming back and forth like a seesaw. You hear me?
Ooh, I hear that seesaw. Yeehaw, daddy.
Seesaw, daddy. Yes, I love it. How you doing, Smooth?
I can't complain, man. Different day. Different blessings, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to check in with y'all, man. See what y'all have.
What is there to do in Arkansas?
I mean, the same thing, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Not about that, but...
I mean, you know, it's what you make it in your city. I mean, we got.
Okay, what can you? If me and Nikki was to come to Arkansas, what is it like? What would be a good time?
I mean, really. I mean, honestly, anytime y'all come down, there's always some things going. I mean, we had the same big name artists that you all had come to y'all major city, come to the small city. There's people down here paying for the Yo Gotti's. We just had you know what I'm saying. T-Chain's, G's, are coming out
all the time. That's my swaggy daddy.
I mean, we always had big names. I mean, Clay, Dave Chappelle was down here, you know what I'm saying? We had Snoop came down here. So, I mean, we had big name artists and big things going down.
But
I'm
just saying, what is a typical fun day like a fun day out in Arkansas to sit stuff?
I mean, you know, okay, I take it as a Sunday, you know what I'm saying? A lot of folks, they go to church or whatever that morning. If they praise on us, a bunch of parks really jump down here on Sundays, folks barbecuing. I mean, nice ladies get out with their kids or whatnot. I mean, just
so it's more family-oriented kind of
I mean,
nice,
that would just
clean.
Be a typical Sunday. We just out here, the boys with their cars doing, they find women out, you know, folks bawling, folks queuing. We got the water guns out. We just chilling.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm going to plan a trip to Arkansas.
They're calling it Little Rock, man. We
Little Rock, Arkansas.
But Little Rock is the capital, though, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. sure.
Exactly. So definitely get up on your geo. Get up on your shit since you want to take a fucking trip to Arkansas. But yeah, Little Rock is the capital.
That's
part of
your country, sir.
He is country, but I love it. I love it. And Smooth as Dude knows that shit fucking turns me on. Oh my God, his fucking accent. I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
Can we just mute her mic, please?
No. No. You cannot mute my mic when I'm talking to Smooth as Dude because I just love his fucking accent. Oh my God. Shout out to the niggas in the South. Like, y'all are winning my heart out here in the North. Like,
yeah. Shout out to you too for putting this on. I appreciate you. And like I always say, if you ain't fucking with the All Bars Network, how's your head, gang? How's your little tweets, man? Find the tallest beard in your city and jump off that thing.
Jump off that shit. Yes, you always do say it. Thank you, love. Thank you. We definitely show you and your show. So we definitely support you. Already know.
Already. You know, it's the same. Where Angel Love is? What's she at?
Angel, she's on vacation right now in Miami, soaking up the sun. She'll be back. She's on vacation. She spoke to her today. She's been watching. So she sees everybody, and she just shouts out her love, and she'll be back. She misses everyone, and she's just trying to relax and do what she, you know, she actually has some business meetings out there, so she's doing that and getting together. She's actually coming together with a clothing line, so she's out there meeting with some people. So she's working and trying to relax. See her kids with her, so she's cool. She's coming back, though. She'll be back.
Shout out to her for that, man. Working. Networking. That's what's up.
Yeah, shout out to her, and we're doing the damn thing. So thank you so much for calling.
I appreciate it, boo. You know, I got to check in with y'all once a week at least. You know what I'm saying? I try to catch y'all every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm going to catch you at least once a week. I appreciate you putting me on, boo.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, baby.
All right, baby. Yes, that was motherfucking Smooth to Do. That Smooth to Do right there. He's from Arkansas. You definitely have a lot of love from all over. Definitely shout out to the UK. Good morning. See y'all. Definitely have some people in the chat room a little while back. That was from Kentucky, so shout out to the people in Kentucky. Shout out to people all over, like, wherever the fuck you from, like, but I'm definitely trying to make my way into this, like, south border, south, like, I'm trying to go south because I'm just getting, they're becoming swaggy to me, Rocky. They're becoming swaggy to me. I'm tired of it.
Yeah,
I'm so
swaggy.
I'm sorry, but I know. I know, Black, you're from the North, so I don't mean to say it like that, because you're definitely one of the realest niggas out in the North holding it down, but what other real niggas are, they ain't standing up, they ain't saying shit, so it is what it is. Shout out to the niggas in the South, I'm definitely holding it down.
All day, every day.
Yes, and definitely shout out to the All Bars and the ladies. Definitely love you. Shout out to the All Bars promoted. You guys go hard. Everybody. All my Twitter people that hit me up all the time. Shout out to I always feel like I say it wrong. At Cole Vasty Fresh. Shout out to I'm not even paying attention to my Twitter right now, but shout out to everybody that tweets me at Rain Poetry. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to Black Adonis. Shout out to Andre Cool 7. Shout out to One Audio Dopeness. If y'all give me beats, hit him up. Shout out to everybody. And shout out to at Storm Pink World. She's one of the bards, and she's definitely killing it right now on Twitter. Shout out to the real Ace the Dude. Definitely he has an interview coming up with us. Shout out to everybody. Y'all are so dope, and keep doing what you're doing. And Roxy, do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
Just shout out to everybody that's been real with themselves. You keep this world going around. Just love yourself, and you know what I'm saying? Just do what you do. Know that there is only one person that can be you the best, and that's you. So shout out to y'all that's being real out in these streets.
Shout out to you, Chance Parton, who said we love you too. Definitely know that. Definitely. We definitely know. Black, do you have any shout outs to give?
What's up?
Do you have any shout outs to give? I'm going to need you to stop getting so tipsy and wait till we fucking get off the air and pay attention.
One, I'm not tipsy. It's just that my Twitter's been blowing up, so thanks everyone for following me and mentioning me. And I think one tuning in India, just sending me happy birthday wishes out to India and Egypt. So shout out to you guys. But
shout out to everybody following Black, because that nigga definitely needs some followers.
I'm done.
I'm not even trying to be rude or disrespectful or anything like that.
No,
I already know that. But, yeah, shout out to everybody for, you know, showing him some love. That's what it is. Definitely make sure y'all hit me up at @HowJaHaGame on Twitter if you want a shout out. If you need anything from me, let me know. Holla at me. Don't fucking play around on my DM, though. Like, don't you hate that shit? Like, I get enough spam. So, like, for all the niggas that tweet me, will DM me, like, shit, like, hey, you can tweet me that. Taking up space. People actually want to network with me. And I'll be saying that shit because you want to fucking say, hey, I'm more likely not to answer you back if you DM me that. If you want to talk to me, don't be afraid to tweet me. Definitely missing that Angela's tweet. Shout out to you. Better fucking, you better go to bed tonight because, we definitely was team no sleep last night, and I definitely paid for that shit today. I definitely did. I was really tired.
I'm still tired.
I'm hungry too, though. All right, so let's get into one more last track of the night. Make It Hot, Black. It's whatever you want to play. It's your birthday, so you have a choice. You have the choice.
No, but you know what? I will let you ladies decide if I should take it back, do something recent, do some 90s R&B.
I like to sing, even though I can't sing. But I don't know what you want to hear, Roxy. You want to hear some R&B? You want to hear some? I want to hear some R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Let's see if I have some R. Kelly.
What you want to hear? I'm ready to get my fucking. I'm ready to get the.
I
want to
hear.
Era.
I believe I can fucking fly.
No, don't say that, Black. Don't play that.
I do have.
Don't
R.
play
Kelly
that. Be. What?
I do have an R. Kelly track.
You do? So please make. Don't make it. I believe I can fly because then, I don't like. I would really feel the same type of way.
It's one of his party joints. This ain't a baby making joint.
Okay. Let's get it.
Not a baby making joint, but I guess before we get out of here, you know, should we say our goodbyes and shit?
Yes, we definitely should say our goodbyes. So, definitely.
Bye.
Everyone. No. Everyone, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say. Do what makes you feel comfortable. Be you. Be original. Do what you have to do. Take care of yourself. Take care of your kids. You know, stay true to your word, and everything in life should actually work out for you, and it wouldn't seem so hard, or, you know, no matter what you go through, because if you are a good person at heart, and that spirit that we show, and you definitely would attract those people that would definitely help you out whenever you need that. So definitely keep it fucking original. And I love you all. Mwah. Roxy.
She asked the party, but she did say bye, nigga.
Black.
But in all fairness, though, y'all already know what to do. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Rob alive. Don't drink and drive.
We want you back, you know, at the next joint, you know, so be safe, stick with your
exactly.
head. One above your neck, not the one in your pants. All right, then. Yeah, just be safe, point blank, period.
Exactly, and tune in on Thursday on All Bob's Radio with us. Same time, same number, just Thursday, day after tomorrow, and let's get into the track, Black. Good night.
Hi, good night. And also, nigga, stop shooting it. Now I'm saying, shoot out for that shit.
It is. I agree.
Initiating shutdown sequence.